Blog Talk Radio.
Yeah. Focus on yourself and stop trying to scheme others. Cause once you get your wealth, then you can start to wake others. Stop running from yourself and take up your throne. Listen. Don't let them entities take up your home. Trippin'. Cause you're the entity that makes them stone cold demons. So I'ma hit them hard when they hit low. I'll be on your boulevard with my righteous flow. Yeah. I'll be pulling all these cards with this mighty flow. Never claim to be a thug. I just walk with love. Haters just wanna give me the me mug because they nothing but someone that's not dealing with themselves, they probably need a hug. I'm the one that hit them with this truth, it's sweeping under rug. So deal with it yourself, don't hide behind the drugs. The nation is the nation's epidemic, this is not a gimmick. I'm just here to make the people feel it, orchestrate and kill it. Put it in its place and add some grace and we can re-reveal it.
This world is yours, it's yours for sure. So do it for yourself, you the day one, day one. So do it for yourself, you the day one, day one. Now it's time to activate and be the main one.
I'm back up on my grizzly, used to live in pity, throwing pity parties. Now I'm litty, I am my committee. Went from starved to living large, we live with no regard. So bring your light, cause you the star, they say we come from Mars. Either way it doesn't matter, cause you make it happen. You the author of your story, make or break it, captain. See right here, I'm building mansions on this track for rapping. Get the hell up out my house if you ain't about it, faker. A lot of fakers, man, it be a lot of takers. They just here to make me strong so I can elevate this. I'm just here to bring you something that'll last for ages. And you're just here to bring us something that'll last for ages. Now that's contagious, I can write 1,000 pages. But you gotta make the choice that'll rattle Satan. Until you pull up in a Royce to show us how to make it. Until you pull up with your voice to show us how to take it.
Take it.
All right, hopefully you guys can, there we go. I think you guys can hear me now. So y'all got to know this happens all the time. And let me plug this in so you guys can hear the background noise. But I do apologize for that, so, but this does happen every once in a while. So thank you guys for sticking around. And like always, anytime we have problems connecting with the network, then just keep calling back, just disconnect and call back in. Because, all right, so I got the thumbs up that you guys can hear me. B-Jola let me know that he can hear me as well. So thank everyone for sticking around, for calling back in when I wasn't able to connect. So I wasn't able to connect using my computer or my phone. So I had to use another phone. I had to use the wife's phone to call in and to connect to the network. But anyway, this your boy, Dr. Will Rogers, a.k.a. Master Teacher 33. This is part two. What we talked about yesterday, we want to continue talking about programmed to live or programmed for life instead of programmed for death. So we want to talk about something that is extremely important today. We're talking about sitting on greatness, how the fact that you are sitting on greatness, you're programmed for greatness. You are great, and so regardless of what anything or anyone says, you're programmed, or you have the ability to reprogram yourself for greatness. And so now we got to look at how do we reprogram ourselves for greatness. Today is extremely important, so I kind of had that vibe already that something might pop off today, so I tried to call in early to get everything set up. And it wouldn't let me through. So I called a few times, different ways to try to get through to the network And again, this does happen every once in a while, as you guys know. So we want to talk about Hebrews chapter 11, verse 3. And in Hebrews chapter 11, verse 3, it really, really breaks down some very powerful information. So Hebrews chapter 11, verse 3 tells us everything in this universe is created or can be modified. So there are three things that you have to understand today. Number one, you have to be able to recognize or realize the statements that I'm about to make, because the inability to recognize these statements is the why you don't have a system in place. You don't have a process in place. There is no process improvement. There's no way to improve the existing process. So you have to continue Groundhog's Day. The reason that your life continues in the way that it is continuing, that you are going over and over and over and over and over the same thing every single day, and you will continue doing that, is because the failure to recognize. And the next thing is a failure to test what you recognize. It's one thing to test something. It's like marketing. So let me get this right. So if you're marketing something and you have no way to test to see whether or not your marketing is effective or not, you continue to spend money on marketing. Are you continuing to do things the same way? So if you're making YouTube videos and you post those YouTube videos and nobody buys your product, service, or information, you should stop doing YouTube videos. You should change the way that you do those YouTube videos, because you're not getting a response. You have to test to see what you are doing is working or not. Lastly, you must experience. You have to involve yourself with the experience. That means life. That means you got to be here now. That means you got to check in. A lot of people, they're not present in their own lives. The reason that I know that, because they cannot recognize. Number one, they cannot recognize their own life. So you're sitting on greatness, but you can't recognize it. You're sitting on greatness, but you haven't tested to see if you're great or not. You're sitting on greatness, but you're not experiencing greatness. You're not living greatness. Because you're not. Now, remember, the three steps inside the kingdom for the Kingdom Millionaires Training Center, which is important that you connect with me or somebody else that has the ability to understand kingdom principles, and that they know kingdom logic, and they can oscillate and vibrate in kingdom principles to establish, number one, a kingdom mindset. Number two, the kingdom language. Number three, the kingdom lifestyle. They're willing to exchange power and control for purpose and peace. Right now, you are seeking power and control. You must stop seeking power and control. You must start engaging. You must start aligning with purpose and peace. See, right now we are manipulating. We're used to, we're trained by the dominant culture and this harmonious arrangement to manipulate the chi and the prana. So we do not overstand, because we have not been taught that even though we are encapsulated in the 666, we need to move on to 777, which represents perfection. So that way we can be united with 888, which represents Yahushua, or the geomantria. When you add the name of Jesus and you add the letters, it comes out to 8, the ability to activate the melanin, or the chi, or the prana, or the ruach, or the pneuma inside of the helios, bilious, or the helium, or the hydrogen molecule or body. So how do we do that? Well, we got to do what it says in John chapter 1, verse 3, 2 Corinthians chapter 13, verse 5, John chapter 12, verse 24. Now, today's message is extremely important, because God became us so that we can become God. That is epigenosko. That is Hebrews 11:3. That's what we left off on yesterday's show. Now, that's tough, I know. It's difficult for many people to wrap their brains around that statement, because the inability to see what I'm getting ready to show you today. So if you can wrap your brain around this today, the dream of life will become the book of life. Right now you got a dream, but it's not a book. So the dream must become a book. The dream must become a book. the dream of life must become the book of life that it talks about in the book of Revelation. The book has chapters in it. Right now you have a dream. The dream of life must become the book of life. Please write that down. The dream of life must become the book of life. Please write that down. The dream of life, whatever your dream is, you get to modify your dream. You get to write your dream. You are a script writer. You wrote everything that's happening to you. You wrote it. You ordered it. So the question is, why did I write this script if you don't like the script? If something happens or it is happening or in your life and you don't like it, you should ask yourself, why did I write that script? Why did I order that if I did not want that? If going to the restaurant and you don't even like steak and you order a T-bone steak and you're a vegetarian, why would you do that? Why would you order a T-bone steak and you don't even eat T-bone? You don't even like steak because you do not think that you are the writer. You are the script writer. You're also the producer and you also the star in your own movie. So now we have to understand how to write your own code. The way that you write your own code is, number one, recognize you're the code writer. I got to teach you how to do that. Number two, test, prove, and see if you really are the code writer. That's what I did. And number three, experience what you tested. Now, I've done this negatively and positively. So I ordered negative stuff just to see if it was going to happen. Guess what? It happened. Then I ordered positive stuff. Now, I just came back with me and my wife. I ordered it. I told my wife. I came on this show, and I told you guys I was going to be a millionaire. I told y'all guys after I watched Billions that I was going to create a opportunity or I was going to create a stream of income for myself exactly like Wendy Rhodes on Billions. I said it on this show 6 months before it happened, and now it's here. Nothing happens in my life by happenstance. Everything positive and negative. That's why I do not allow myself the negative thought. I never, ever, ever allow myself to engage in a negative thought long term. Sure, they come and go. They may hang out for about 5 minutes. After that, they got to go. They got to get up out of chill. I don't know where they're going to go, but they get up out of here. Why? If you feel it, you will live it. That's the problem. Order with your feelings, brothers. You order with your feelings, sisters, and a lot of those feelings are even, they're unconscious. So we are the modifiers of the dream. I am what reason denies. Let that marinate for a moment. It takes a few moments because faith cometh by hearing. The reason that I speak didactically is to unfold your DNA. The entrance of God's word unfolds light. Now, the problem is you are still struggling with the ideal, the fact that you are God. I know that's tough. Because that blows your theology. Because now you're going to say, if I was God, I would. And you are God because you are doing it. But the problem is you don't see it because you're not testing it. You're not experiencing it. You're not recognizing it. So I got to teach you how to recognize what you're doing. Then you got to test to see, am I really doing this? Is this just happenstance? This just happening to me just out of luck? Oh, that's not luck. That's just a coincidence, Brother Will. It's just a coincidence, man, that this shizness is happening in my life. Bad things just kind of show up, man. It's the devil, brother. The devil's after me, Holmes. The devil been trying to get me since I was a kid, bro. Now, see, that's the bullshizness I used to believe, too. And then I really drunk the purple Kool-Aid, and I started blaming the white man. It was the white man, man. The white man got his foot on my neck, man. It's the white man's fault. That's why I ain't got no money. That's why my life is the way that it is. Got to be the white man. Obviously, it can't be my fault. Then I went, you see, I was really touched. I said, nope, it's not that. Female, yep, my first wife, it's her fault. Got rid of the first wife, it's the freaking kids. Got rid of the kids, guess what? Everything that I said was the cause of my problems, when they was left and my dark behind was sitting in an apartment by myself, all my problems were still there. Why? Because my problems was ordered by my imagination. Now, I got a very vivid imagination. I don't know about you, but I did not understand that your imagination is the word your image creates the nation. If you look at the word imagination, you're going to see the word image, which means pixel, which means picture, which means vision, which means the thing that you want that is usually unconscious. See, it's interesting because people are unconscious of what they really want. And so what I got to do is I got to drag that disposition out into the light. And see, that ruling disposition, they don't like to be exposed. Demon, daemon, they do not like to be exposed. They hide in the darkness. And so by bringing it into light, then I can expose that image that is creating your reality that you call the nation. And so now I need to modify that image. But, okay, Brother Will, that is great, Holmes. I'm with you, bro. But you still ain't told me nothing about how I'm creating this reality, because I know what you're thinking, brother. I know what you're thinking. I used to think the same thing. People used to tell me this, and I used to say, come on, man. So you mean to tell me I'm creating poverty? Like, I don't want to be poor. But I didn't understand. It wasn't that I wanted to be poor. It's just that I did not know how to be rich. So by default, the universe only responds to a made-up mind. Since you don't make up your mind, you get poverty by default. You get disease by default. If you do not make up in your mind and say this word, if you didn't say this word, I choose to be healthy. If you didn't say that word, and if you don't say those words, not verbally, but with your spirit, and if you're not willing to put your hands on somebody's neck and choke the life out of them, if they are trying to give you disease, then you haven't chosen health. By default, you're going to get sickness. Guaranteed. Test me and cheat. $10,000 if you can prove me wrong. $10,000, I give you $10,000 if you can prove me wrong. The reason that you're poor, because you haven't chosen to be rich. Now, my old mentor, Daryl Rutherford, when he told me that, I said that this fool is on some drugs. As he hung up on my face, and I called him back. And you know what Daryl told me? I don't like preachers because y'all are stupid and ignorant. You think you know something, but you're dumb as a box of freaking rocks. Click, he hung the phone up. I called him back. Jay Money, I called him back, brother. And I said, dude, what the hell you mean? I'm licensed on ordained preacher, Holmes. I break down the word of God. I lay hands on people. Nothing happens, but I still lay hands on them. And then this brother broke it down for me the same way I'm going to break it down for you. You are afraid to choose greatness because you are accustomed to poverty. See, we settle. We are afraid to elevate ourselves because we are afraid of our own greatness. See, everybody around you has settled for mediocrity. It's hard to expose yourself to greatness. How do you expose yourself to greatness? Sometimes the thing that you want to expose yourself to doesn't exist. So guess what you got to do? You got to create it for yourself. Sometimes there isn't an example. Now, for me, that was an example. I was able to get in on a plane, go to California, and get exposed to greatness. Maybe you can't do that. Maybe you're going to do something that has not been done before. Maybe you want to be the first, you know, whatever, you know, Filipino to travel around the world, you know, by skateboard. It's never been done before. You can't go see that nowhere. So you're writing a new script. You have to modify your script. So the dream of life must become the book of life. So, Brother Will, how do I take my dream and make it my book? Number one, you have to choose greatness. Today. Today, you must make this statement. I choose to be wealthy. Forget how. I'm trying to figure out how you're going to be wealthy, and you never made the decision to be wealthy. So you've been figuring out, you've been spending too much time trying to figure out how to be healthy when you never made the choice to be healthy. You see, you have been spending too much time trying to figure out how to be wise, and you never made the choice and the decision. You never made a diligent, you never read my book, Diligent. You did not make a concrete decision to kill, to mutilate, to destroy, to maim. That's the definition of the word diligence according to the Helios Biblios. Now, I don't know about you. They told me that, you know, God was this, you know, weak, laid-back, you know, spineless, you know, peaceful individual. Yeah, that's not the one I serve. He like a violent dude. Like he'll take your breath out your lungs quick. He don't play. And so we're not used to operating with that type of commitment. So making a decision, take it back. Make a decision, take it back. Okay, yeah, today I'm for you. Tomorrow, not so much. See, that's what we see in this dimension. We see uncertainty. Now remember, poverty is drawn to uncertainty. Poverty. Wealth is drawn to certainty. If you're not certain that you want to be wealthy, I ain't say nothing about knowing and having a system to be wealthy. The system comes after the decision. Let me say that again. The how-to comes after the want-to. Let me say that again. The how-to comes after the decision to. So since you have not made a decision and you have not looked the devil in the eye and you're not willing to die for wealth, you get poverty. See, you, according to the Bible, now the Bible says that you ain't fit to live and to die, the Bible says. The Bible says any man that wishes to find his life must first lose it. See, that's what I did on January the 1st of 2009. Now, it took me a long time to get that J money, but I got there. Now, let me make sure you understand, because, see, you used to them jellyback preachers who talk about, hold on, brother, your blessing's coming. I used to be one of them weak jellyback preachers, too. But I looked the devil in the eye, and guess what? Peter we know, Paul we know, but who the are you? The devil don't respect you, know you. The devil only respects God. He doesn't respect you. Demons tremble at the mention of the name. If you just mention the name, if you just do what I'm getting ready to read to you, if you just do this, if you can find it, if you can gather the gumption somewhere to do what it says in 2 Corinthians chapter 13, verse 4. 2 Corinthians chapter 13, verse 4. For he was indeed crucified in weakness, if you can do that. He was indeed crucified in weakness, yet he lives by God's power. Brothers and sisters, you will not hear this preached on Sunday morning, nowhere on the globe. Let me make sure you understand. See, we got ego and we got attitude. We got testosterone and estrogen. We like to, you know, be seen and heard. 2 Corinthians chapter 13, 5 is the meat. Verse 4 is just the appetizer. So let me set the stage for you, bruh. Let me set the stage for you, sis, so that way you can destroy these demons and devils and this ruling disposition and Groundhog's Day, and you can start elevating instead of just tolerating. So you see, 2 Corinthians chapter 13, verse 4 in the New Living Translation says, although he was crucified in weakness, he now lives by power of God. We too are weak just as Christ was. But when we deal with you, we will be alive with him and we'll have God's power. Does anybody want God's power? Now, I'm a pretty powerful dude. However, when I went up against the head viceroy, the head demon of poverty, he didn't respect me. That's what Darrell Rutherford knew that most preachers don't. So I knew I could not come to the devil as me. I had to do the exact same thing that the archangel Michael did in the book of Daniel when he said, Lucifer has opposed me. He came up against him. 21 days he fought him in the air. And then Michael said, the Lord God himself rebukes you, and bam, the prince of Persia was gone. Now, again, I ain't the sharpest tool in the shed, but however, I can follow basic instructions. So 2 Corinthians chapter 13, verse 4 is telling you that you got, number one, you got to be crucified, but where? In weakness. See, most people think that when Jesus died, whether you believe the story or not is irrelevant. That's power. That's fruit. That's results. That proves the story. So what are you saying? Most people think that the crucifixion was a bad thing. Most people think that dying is a demotion. They don't know that dying is a promotion. See, you think that dying, you think that failure. See, I failed my way to success. That's why I had 58 jobs. So failure is a promotion. See, right now you're experiencing something that most people would call failure. Did you go to your job and they tell you, well, you know, thank you for your services, but we don't need you here no more, homie. Go ahead and punch the clock. Take your gold watch and you can security, go and exit out of the building. So you go home and you're a little, you know, you're a little downtrodden because you just got fired. Maybe you went to the doctor and they just gave you a negative report. And the doctor said, hey, you know, Jim Bob, we ran some tests on you, Jim Bob, and you got cancer. And you went home and you're like, oh, man, the doctor said I got 30 days to live. And you're like, woe is me. Maybe you went and you've been researching some information and you studying some stuff and you just don't know, you know, who the big G is. You can't figure out whether his name is Yahushua, you know, J-Zeus, Y-Zeus, E-Zeus, X-Zeus. You just confused. There's just too much shizness out there and you just frustrated. Maybe you came home and, you know, found your wife knocking the boots with the neighbor. Maybe you came home and found your husband, you know, and packed his shizness and gone. And instead of ordering champagne and celebrating, you're over there crying. See, we don't know that the cross, the Golgotha, where the pneumogastric nerve crosses your spinal cord, the place of the skull. That is where the crucifixion takes place. A demotion, it's a promotion. So every time you get negative news, that's party time. That's what you should celebrate. Because it is in your weakness, it is in my weakness that he's made strong. The power of God is only revealed in weakness. It is not revealed in prosperity. So to the degree of your weakness, that determines the height of your prosperity. I've had a lot of weakness, brothers. I've had a lot of adversity. A lot of adversity, J Money, 40-plus years, Holmes. So when I walk into my millions with an S, that means more than one, plural. Don't y'all be talking about, well, Brother Will, man, look at him, man. He's got him a new car, new house, man, look at it. Negro think his dookie don't stink. See, y'all wasn't with me when I was 13 walking the streets of Richmond by myself. Yeah, y'all wasn't there. Nobody was there. I was there. Y'all wasn't there when I was 8 years old and Sister Shields would hit me on my back with that metal pipe. Yeah, I wasn't there. Y'all wasn't there when I was sexually molested when I was a little kid. You wasn't there. You wasn't there when I walked out on that football field in Hawaii when my little brother called me, didn't have no place to stay, and he was going through the exact same thing that I was going through, and I had to go see a four-star colonel and tell him, a general, and tell him, hey, dog, I got to get up out of here, man. My brother needs me. And he looked me in the eye and said, you ain't going nowhere, boy. We own you. 30 days later, I was gone. I wasn't there. See, you can't judge the height of my praise because you don't know the depth of my poverty. You don't know where I came from, bro. I looked the devil in the eye already. I've been in the lion's den. My back has been up against the Red Sea. I've been thrown in the fiery furnace just like the three Hebrew boys. And just like them, I came out the fire. I didn't even smell like smoke. So you can see, I write my own script, and it's based upon the design of God's mind. I get my orders from the king, and he's written it inside of my DNA, just like he written it inside of your DNA. Okay, Brother Will, that sounds good, brother, but I need some more meat, Holmes. Now, let me make sure you understand, before we move on to verse 5, let me make sure you understand verse 4. Because verse 4 says, although he was crucified in weakness, he now lives in power. So although you got a problem, you have God's power. So what problem you got, man? Talk to me. What problem you got? Oh, you got bad credit? Is that it? Oh, you got a bad report from the Reverend Dr. Bishop? They told you that you ain't tired, God ain't going to bless you no more? They told me that same shizness too. That dog don't hunt. So what's going on in your life, man? Whatever problem you got, bring it to your mind, because your problem is your prosperity. Your problem is your product. Your problem is your process. It's your meal ticket, Holmes. You should be celebrating. Why? You got problems. You got a weakness. Because guess what? In my weakness, he's made strong. He now lives by the power of God. We too are weak. 2 Corinthians 13:4. We too are weak. So people tell me, well, that's just, you know, biblical, brother Will. That just applied, that just applies to Jesus Christ, my brother. We're not gods, for Jesus only. What I'm about to read is will change your life. Father, change the hearts, minds, wills, emotions, and imaginations of your people. From today forth, that they may see themselves the way you do. 2 Corinthians 13:5. Please write that scripture down. If you are a man or a woman who wants to vibrate on the same frequency as God, if you want to be like Thor and go to Asgard, in the movie Thor, where was they from? Everybody in Asgard is Asgard. They put it in the movie. They trying to tell you, where was King Odin from? Where was Thor from? Where was Loki from? That's the Father, Son, and Ruach, Spirit, Loki. They was from Asgard, which is Asgard. Look at the spelling. Take the A out. Since you don't see yourself as God, you cannot vibrate on the frequency of God. Therefore, there's only one other frequency. His name is Lucifer. Now, I've been on that frequency already. That dog don't hunt. That's the frequency of poverty. That's the frequency of disease. Do you know disease cannot exist in an alkaline mind? But the body, the mind. Now, you can fight this war on any dimension you want to. I recommend that you fight it on the God plane. That's why I do my battle. Now, some people, they fight it on the chemical plane. Now, remember, you're a biological, electrical, chemical being. So you get bad news from the doctor, or you get a bad report. You apply for an apartment, and they say your credit sucks. You don't qualify for shizness. That's the chemical plane. So you can go and you can improve your credit score. That's what Lucifer wants you to do, because that's his domain. He runs business on the chemical plane. You can go and you can do chemical stuff. You can do physical stuff. You can do it on the physical plane. Now, remember, you're a biological, electrical, chemical being. Bio, electrical, chemical. So there's three laws, three levels of fighting. What level are you fighting on? Because, see, the bio level is a spiritual level. The electrical level is the soul level. The chemical level is the body. So, therefore, if the doctor tells you something, you can eat, you can drink, you can do biological stuff, I'm sorry, chemical stuff, to try to make your body better. Or you can step up. I recommend stepping up, Holmes. I'm just putting that out there in the ether. You can do what you want to do. However, I recommend you do what the Bible says. The weapons of my warfare are not carnal. I don't fight the devil with chemical weapons. I don't fight the devil physically. I ain't going to go out there and punch him in the mouth. Hell, I can't even see him. How are you going to fight an invisible war with visible stuff? That's what Negroes is doing. Well, we're going to march. Go ahead. You won't see my black ass out there. Now, let me make sure you understand, brothers and sisters, because Negroes especially, we've been smoking some serious crack. Whitney said crack is whack, but we ain't listening. So you're in a war, and you're going to fight it on a chemical plane, and you're fighting an invisible weapon. You are fighting this harmonious arrangement, so you can't even see it. You don't even know where the secret societies meet at. You don't even know the Council of 12. We don't even know the elders of Zion. We don't even know. We can't even. Most of us can't even spell secret society. But you want to go and take on? We can't. So you got to elevate your game to the soul plane. So you got to fight this war with your mind, will, emotion, imagination, intellect. Now I use willpower. Willpower is powerful. It's some good stuff. But guess what? You get tired after a while of maintaining that ruling disposition. However, you can do some serious battle with your soul. You can use your mind, your will, your emotion, your imagination and your intellect to come up with different ways. If they deny you, now this is what I did. I tried to apply for a house, and they says, "Credit sucks, you're not eligible." So I said, "Oh man, I want to buy a house." The first house I bought, I remember, called it was 17-5. It was on a street called Portocall in a subdivision here in San Antonio, Texas, called Skyhawk. One of the first homes I bought. No job, no credit, no money. Everybody told me it cannot be done. I used my soul when I bought it. And I did pretty, I was pretty proud of myself. However, if I was a very astute individual, which I am now, I would have stepped up my game to the biological plane. That's the spirit realm. That's where I wage war at now. I don't wage war on the electrical plane. I don't wage war on the chemical plane. I fight on the biological plane. I fight on the spirit, because spirit controls the soul, and the soul manifests itself through the body. Okay, Brother Will, we got that. So how do we operate in the spirit realm? I thought y'all would never ask. 2 Corinthians chapter 13, verse 5. Examine yourselves to see you are in the flesh. So you mean to tell me you battle? So you didn't examine yourself? So you're fighting, but you don't even know if you're using your spirit, your soul, or your body. Now, remember, this is kingdom living. This is kingdom principles. This is the Kingdom Millionaires Training Center. This is what I'm teaching in 2019. This is how we're going to destroy devils and demons. We're going to walk through the devil like butter. Because why? Greater is he that's in me than he that's in the world. Okay, but the way you keep saying that, but where is he? Let me read the entire scripture. Somebody please write this down. 2 Corinthians chapter 13, verse 5. New Living Translation. Examine yourselves to see if your faith is genuine. Test yourselves. Surely you know that Jesus Christ is in you. If not, you have failed the test of genuine faith. The devil will walk through you like butter. Now, nine out of ten people I know, they do not believe the statements. They do not believe this statement. Christ in you, the hope of glory. They don't believe it. They believe Jesus Christ came outside of them. Now, Jesus said that any man who does not believe that I came inside the body is not of Christ. That's what Jesus said in John 10. Now, Jesus said that. Now, I got three books, one called Christened, 600 pages, that uses biology to prove to any man, woman, or child that got half a brain, you ain't got to have a whole brain, just half of it, that Christ eternal within the body. The name Yahweh means Christ eternal within the body. The Old Testament says Emmanuel, which means God in us. Now, the Bible been telling us this for 2,000 years, and we just don't get it. So the Bible says anybody that does not believe that Jesus Christ came in, the King James says flesh. Look it up in the original text of 1 John 4, 2. The Bible says this. That's a plethora of other scriptures. This is how you test. Now remember the three things that you have to have your greatness to activate Hebrews 6:11 verse 3, pistos, which is the English word faith. Because in Hebrews chapter 11, it's called the Faith Hall of Fame. Everybody in Hebrews 11, it says, by faith Abel offered up to God a more excellent sacrifice. Hebrews 11:4. Hebrews 11:5, by faith Enoch was translated that he should not see death. Hebrews 11:6, but without faith it is impossible to please him. Hebrews 11:7, by faith Noah, being warned of God of things not seen as yet. Hebrews 11:8, by faith Abram, when he was called to go out into the place. Hebrews 11:9, by faith he sojourned into the land of promise. Hebrews 11:11, through faith, Sarah herself received strength to conceive a seed. Hebrews 11:17. By faith, Abraham, when he was tried, offered up Isaac. Hebrews 11:20. By faith, Isaac blessed Jacob and Esau concerning the things to come. Hebrews 11:21. By faith, Jacob, when he was dying, blessed both the sons of Joseph, and he worshipped, leaning upon the top of his staff. Hebrews 11:22. Hebrews 11:21 was Jacob. Hebrews 11:22. By faith, Joseph, when he died, made mention of the deporting of the children of Israel. Hebrews 11:23. By faith, Moses, when he was born, was hid 3 months of his parents. Hebrews 11:24. By faith, Moses, when he had come of age, refused to be called the son of Pharaoh's daughter. Hebrews 11:27. By faith, Moses forsook Egypt, not fearing the wrath of the king. Hebrews 11:28. Through faith, he kept the Passover. Hebrews 11:29. By faith, they passed through the Red Sea on dry land. Land was even wet. Hebrews 11:30. By faith, the walls of Jericho came falling down. Hebrews 11:31. By faith, the harlot Rahab, a harlot. So if God can bless a harlot, what's your problem? By faith, the harlot Rahab perished not with them that believe not. And we could go on and on through the Faith Hall of Fame. Now, that was at least 12 by faith that I just read. I don't know, and I'm praying that you are picking up the intent and the vibration and the wave, the pneuma, the ruach, the spirit of God that was sent to you before this show started. That's why you tuned in. Your heart is being regened. Your DNA is being rechanged. As I speak, the interest of God unfolds light. It is already done unto you as you believe. I just went through. I am begging you at the conclusion of today's show that you read Hebrews 11, the entire chapter. Please, I'm begging you. If you're my friend, you say we friends, right? So I'm asking you, if you are my friend, to take time out of your busy day, because your wealth, your health, your wisdom, your relationship, this is called the domain of God. Only God have those four things. But believe me, Google it. The domain of God. Why do we have a domain name on the internet? Because it represents intellectual property, a.k.a. 777, the number of completion. 7 is the number of the spirit realm. So they're giving you a domain name so that way you can be happy with just the crumbs. You settle for a domain name, so you got a website and you're happy? Oh, they almost had me. Why is it called a domain? They could have called it anything else. But when you get a website online, you get a domain name. Because they understand the domain of God. The domain of the gods, my brother. The domain of the gods, my sister. Now, you can settle, or you can rewrite the script. You can modify the story. Modify your dreams, brothers. Modify your dreams, sisters. Rewrite the script. Use your imagination, because your imagination creates the nation. It is time for you to take the dream of your life and make it the book of life. The book of life. Book got chapters. Chapters got paragraphs. Paragraphs got sentences. Sentences got words. Words got letters, and letters are fetters. Anybody want to rewrite their script? Anybody want to rewrite the script? Use letters. The word abracadabra means I create what I speak. Abracadabra. We bring about what we think about. As a man thinketh in his heart, so is he. Okay, brother, that sounds great. But how do I do it? How do I rewrite my script? Number one, 2 Corinthians 13:5. Number one, examine yourself. Corinthians 13, verse 5 says, examine yourselves to see whether you are in the faith. Right now, you're not in the faith. Probably. There's a possibility that there may be a few whippersnappers out there that are in the faith. Okay, Brother Will, what does that mean, in the faith? I'm so glad you asked. Now, brothers and sisters, I got to be the bearer of good news. The word faith, as we know, because you guys know, I did a whole series on that word faith according to Hebrews chapter 11, verse 1. Hebrews chapter 11, verse 1. Now faith is the things hoped for. So if you got hope, you should show me substance. It should be like this. It should be hard as a freaking brick. So is your dream physical? Okay, let me ask that again. I don't know if you got it. Is your dream physical? Okay, you failed the test. Now, your faith is past tense or future. See, right now you are believing for something. Dog don't hunt. The big G is not a believer. The big G is a knower, contrary to popular belief. Drop mic, exit stage left. Okay, let me get back on stage. Let me let you understand. The word now, you got to have now. In the ancient text, it means D-E. That means to sow. That means, that's why you got the word desire. D means sow. Sire means seed. It means to ejaculate. Brothers, can y'all relate? It means to have an orgasm, to create an organization. So you got the option. You can have an orgasm, or you can create an organization. Which one you got, boo? You're probably creating a bunch of orgasms. I've been there, done that too. Got two t-shirts. But one day, maybe not today, but one day, you got to get to the place where you desire to create organizations more than you desire to sow seeds. Have an orgasm. Now, there's nothing wrong with that, because remember, there's three layers, three lanes, three dimensions you can exist on. You can exist in a body. You can exist in the soul. You can exist in the spirit. Choose ye this day whom ye will serve. But the Bible says, now faith. That's the way we want to break down faith. Now, the word faith is the word pistis in the ancient text. Pistis. Now, let me make sure we over and we under and we understand, because it is by this. This is the smoking gun. This is the smoking gun. Do you overstand? Pistis. So that word pistis. Pistis. Strong's G. 4102. Pistis. The word pistis means certainty, assurance. Pistis means a conviction of a thing. It means the conviction that God exists. It means a strong, welcome conviction. It means convict, a convict. So convicts, now how do you become a convict? Now, to be a convict, that means you got to be convicted. It means there has to be enough evidence to prove that you committed a crime. Now, the crime that you must be convicted of is the dream. So I said I am wealthy. I must have enough confidence and certainty to convict me of the crime of being a wealthy man. So somebody should be able to watch me, and if you followed me around every day, you should be able to gather enough evidence to say, yep, Brother Will is wealthy. How? Based up on the evidence. Now, remember, this is the key to rewriting your program to live in the kingdom. This is how you settle into greatness. This is how you rewrite your DNA. This is how you program yourself for wealth, health, wisdom, and great relationships. 2 Corinthians chapter 13, verse 5 says, examine yourself. Oh, nothing about my neighbor? Hold up. No. Did it say examine my wife? See, that's what I was doing. I was looking at my wife and saying, man, my wife ain't supporting my dream. My wife ain't doing this. My wife. It's my wife's fault. That's what I said. Big mistake. Huge. Can't come back from that one. You can, but it's going to take you some time. Big mistake. So, number one, take your eyes off somebody else and put your eyes on your prize. Number one, to rewrite your DNA, examine yourself. Now, that word examine is very, very powerful. Very, very powerful. Without understanding that, you can, or you will, mess up your theology. So when we talk about the word examine, without breaking it down or going into it, we have to make sure that we under, over, and understand something that's extremely important, brothers and sisters. When we talk about the word examine, we are talking about the fact that we are uncovering something. Now, to examine simply means to look at, to examine ourselves. Now, that word examine comes from the Strong Concordance number 3938. When we look at it, that means to make proof of. So when you examine it, you're examining it to make proof. Now, if you do not make proof, then that means you're not examining it. So you should be able to look at something, and that something should prove something. So the word examine is another word for the word test. So let me make sure you understand this, because this is extremely important. These are the three steps to overriding your program for death. Number one, examine, realize. Number two, test. Number three, experience. Those three words are inside of 2 Corinthians chapter 13, verse 5. Now, today's show started off a little rough. I had to use my wife's phone. Hopefully the audio is coming through. Computer's messing up because of the magnitude of today's message. The prince of the power of the air don't like us using his air to destroy his kingdom. He not like down. So you have to make sure that you're up. It is your job to examine yourselves. Why, Brother Will? To see whether or not you are in the faith. What does that mean? In the faith. Now, as we just described, the word faith, pistis, which means certainty, 100% conviction. It means you're a convict of your dream. It means you are a prisoner of your dream. Means you are captive of your dream. It means that you are tied into your dream. It means that you and your dream are one. You don't be, or you don't go do, or you don't have. It means that your dream is your DNA. That means when you do this, that's your dream. You don't. If you are going somewhere and doing something, that's not your dream. The dream is a part of you. Your dream is not what you do. Your dream is who you be. The word pistis has an underlining Greek word, peito, P-E-I-T-H-O, peito. The Greek word peito means to induce one by words. Let me say it again. The Greek word peito means to induce. That means to tranquilize. That means to win one's favor. That means to gain one's goodwill. That means to be persuaded. That means to move in the direction. That means to suffer oneself to be persuaded. That means to listen, to obey, to yield, to trust, to have confidence, to be confident. Peito. So faith means that there are certain words that you've heard that have induced a particular disposition. Induce, I-N-D-U-C-E, D-U-S-E. Now, let me make sure you understand the depth of the statement, because that's why you can't override the script. That's why you're in Groundhog's Day. That's why my dogs hunt, because I've been induced. Now, I need to make sure that you are induced, baptized into your dream, not mine. That means the word induce to produce an electrical current. It means induction. It means like you have been inducted into something. Induce means to be induct. It means to deduct. It means to reduce. Induce, reduce, induction. The origin of the word induce means to lead by persuasion or influence. It's from the Latin word inducere, which means to see in. It means duke, D-U-K-E, duke, meaning to bring about. It means a concrete situation that allows you to see into something. Induce is the ability to stimulate an occurrence. It means the ability to initiate or to increase. It means the ability to produce an enzyme on a genetic level that brings about a genetic transcription. Heavenly Father, in the name that is above every name, test the minds and hearts and wills and emotions and imagination of your people, that they may hear what thus says the word of God. The word induce means to produce an electrical current or a magnetic charge that changes the genetic transcription so that the message that's being released from the DNA to the RNA is a message of God and not a message of the chemicals. I don't know if you over, under, and understood the statements I just made. So let me say it again. This is called didactic teaching. That's why Lucene Farr did not want you to listen to this message today. Number one, you got to recognize. Number two, you got to test. Number three, you should have the experience. Recognition is the word examine. Examine means that you have been induced because you heard something. Because faith comes by hearing. So number one, the devil makes sure that you don't listen to these shows. That's why you have a hard time getting on. That's why something always comes up. That's why you're like, well, brother, we'll do a show every day. I said, I'll catch him next week. I can't keep up with all these freaking shows. He got too many damn modules. How many books that fool read? He got 50 books. I'm a part of the Life Mighty system, but I can't keep up with all that stuff. Yeah, I'll catch him next week. You cannot be convicted. I cannot follow you around and gather enough evidence to convict you of the crime of being a life management member. If I watch you, if I go back and replay your life, this is October. From January to October, I guarantee you there's not enough evidence to convict you. Nobody would know that you're a member of the life management system. It's like when Peter denied, they said a cock would crow three times, and they called Peter and said, hey, yeah, ain't you one of the disciples that you're hanging out with Jesus? He said, no, dude, not me. I don't know the man. Then they asked him again. They said, no, your speech betrays you, meaning that his voice, his vocare, his frequency, his wave gave him up. If you hang out with me, you're going to talk. You're going to, number one, you're going to start to think like me because I think like God. That means you're going to think like God. Then you're going to start talking like me. That means you're going to talk like God. Then you're going to start acting like me because I act like God. And people are going to say, hey, have you been listening to that dude call himself Master Teacher 33, that fool that be on the freaking yelling and screaming and stuff? You've been listening to that dude, ain't you? You be like, no, I don't know that dude, man. I don't know that brother. But they're going to say, no, man, your speech betrays you. Your language, your mindset, the way you talk, your life, you've been listening to that dude. Calls himself Master Teacher. That dude's a fraud, man. You better stop listening to that dude. You better start listening to the Reverend Dr. Bishop, man. Because the behavior and the lifestyle of a saint is the exact same as an ain't. That means that all saints and ain'ts are the same. So let me get this right. So you mean to tell me you say part of the kingdom, but yet your behavior is exactly like people that ain't a part of the kingdom. So how do I tell the people that's in the kingdom from the people that are not in the kingdom? The Bible says you can tell a tree by its fruit. So you acting like, you talking like, you walking like, you thinking like the world, but you tell me you're not in the world? Yeah, that dog don't hunt. There's not enough evidence. That means you're not in the Faith Hall of Fame. That's what the word induce means. That's what the word faith means. And that's what the word examine means. So the word examine, number one, which is the word recognize, in order for you to activate your greatness or epigenosko, which epi means on top, gnosko means genes. So on top of your genes, you're putting in a new code, the spiritual code. Now, they put in a code for death. You want to rewrite the code for life, not only in this world, but also in the world to come. That means you need to examine yourself to see if your faith is genuine. Number one, examine yourself to see if your faith is genuine. Okay, but Will, that's great, man. But one more time, I need to make sure I understand this, man. What do you mean when you say examine? The word examine comes from the Greek word pyrizo, which means P-E-I-R-A-Z-O. That simply means to try. That's a word that means either test, or it's a word that means to look upon, examine, which is the same word as recognize. So how do you recognize your faith? Because remember, we need to recognize. What are we recognizing? Paito. Words that induce us. Words that give us confidence. So there's a lot of words you hear. Do you recognize the words that build you up? Do you recognize the words that tear you down? Do you recognize the people that add life? Do you recognize the people that take life? Are you able to recognize the people that move you to be positive? Are you able to recognize the people who move you to be negative? Are you able to recognize your faith? Number one, recognize. The ability, 2 Corinthians 13:5, this is extremely important. The ability to recognize yourself to see whether or not you are in the faith. So I need to recognize, I need to look at, I need to examine myself. I got to make sure that everybody understands. The number one is the most important. Everything else falls in place after you do number one. Right now, you're not examining yourself. You're examining everybody else. You're looking at everyone else, but you're not looking at yourself to see if your faith, which means you should have concrete evidence in your own life that you are, that should be concrete evidence in my life that I'm a master teacher. You should look at my life. Please do, please. Man, you can come to my house and look at my life. You should be able to respect. You should be able to observe. You should be able to investigate. You should be able to inquire. You should be able to scrutinize. You should be able to question. You should be able to weigh. Excuse me. You should be able to look upon intently. You should be able to inspect. You should be able to interrogate. You should be able to... what's another word? Try. You should be able to ponder. All of these are words that say, if you analyze my life, does it align with my design? If it does not, I'm not eligible to do number two. So the number one thing that we have to do is examine, which takes us to number two. Okay, Brother Will, why are we doing all of this? One more time, why are we doing all of this? Because if we do this, 2 Corinthians 13:5 says, examine yourself to see whether you are in the faith. Test yourself, number two. Test yourself. Can't you see for yourselves Christ, that Jesus Christ is in you, unless you fail the test? That means Jesus Christ is not in you. Now, number one was it. When you examine yourself, when you ponder, when you analyze, when you look, when you mull over, when you follow some, when you follow you, when you look at yourself, after you look at yourself, then you should do number two, which is test it. Number one, realize it, examine it. Number two, test it. Number three, experience it. The word test comes from a Hebrew word, Greek word, which means dokimazo. D-O-K-I-M-A-Z-O. Dokimazo, or dokimazo. That simply means prove it. So I've already analyzed it, and I see, okay, he gets up every day, he does research, he does shows, does, you know, he did a Kinnear report, he counsels people, he talks to people. Okay, he's here, he say he's a master teacher 33, he's here to uplift the spirit of humanity. There's enough evidence to convict him of the crime of uplifting the spirit of humanity. He claims that he is a researchologist. Okay, there's enough evidence. He spends enough time researching. He claims he's a truthologist. Okay, based upon his statements, if I go back to 2008, I can find shows and I can research and, you know, hey, look like the stuff is pretty truthful, what he's sharing. So there is enough evidence. I've examined him to test, I mean, or to see. Now I can go to the second base. This is what I'm doing to myself. Now I can prove it. The word prove, it means approved. It means acceptable. It means to try. It means to show. It means there should be a demonstration of what is good. It's not focusing on disproving, focusing on proving. See, most people listen to my shows to disprove what I say. Very few people listen to my shows to prove what I say. So in the kingdom, the glass is always half full. Everybody has the benefit of the doubt. That means that you're here because you know. You have something that is certain. What is that you're certain of? Purpose. What is it that you know that you're willing to lose your life over? You're willing to take a life over. What is it? Purpose. Okay, where does it come from? Who's your Yahushua? We know it as Jesus Christ. Okay, where is he, though? He's that white dude with the long hair and the beard. That's a picture. Over, he's over in the Christine Chapel. He's over in Europe somewhere. Is that the Jesus we're talking about? Because we're doing all of this so that we can write a new biblical or spiritual or universal code. We are the coders. We're code writers. How do I write a code, Brother Will? Number one, I got to have my design. That means that my dear Kinnear, that means my destiny. Mine is 369. Nikola Tesla says, if you know the secret to 369, you know the secret to the universe. So now I know I'm here to establish 432 hertz. When I speak, I've done the auto-tune. I've done called bioacoustics. So my voice establishes the frequency of 432 hertz. That's the frequency that harmonizes DNA. 440 is the frequency that deharmonizes DNA. So that's a program you can buy, and you speak, and it analyzes your voice for any disease and also for truth. If you like a lie detector test, this is a vocal one. You can buy the program. I already got it. It's called bioacoustics. Just go to Google and check it out. What does that mean, Brother Will? Okay, number one, examine yourself to see whether or not you are in the faith. Okay, I've done that. Number two, test yourself. Okay, Brother Will, how do we test ourselves? 2 Corinthians 13:5. You see for yourselves that Christ is in you. So I need to test myself to see if Christ is in me. How do I test myself? Number three, my life experiences, not what I read in the book. One, examine. Two, test. Three, live. See, a lot of people are not living. Now, how do I live? According to the world? How do I live, Brother Will? How do I experience? How do I prove that Christ is in me? How do I prove it to myself, not nobody else? Because I need to examine myself to see whether or not I am in the faith I need to test myself to know that Christ is in me. If not, I have failed the test. How do I know? When I live my life, my experiences don't add up to my design. That's what's going on. That's called Groundhog's Day. That means the world's fruit and your fruit are identical. In fact, if I got a Satanist and I put him next to you, I looked at his dress, I looked at his hair, I looked at where he lived, I looked at what he eats, I look at what he thinks, I look at where he goes, I looked at his behavior. If I look at all areas of their life, the four major domains of a Satanist, wealth, health, wisdom, and relationship. If I look at those four major areas and I compare them to you, they are identical. So what is the difference between a Satanist and a true kingdom dweller? Number one, kingdom mindset. Totally different. Number two, kingdom language. Number three, kingdom lifestyle. So the way I think and the way a Satanist thinks is different. What do I think? Uplifting the spirit of humanity. What does a Satanist think? Alice Crowley, T-shirts, do as thy wilt. Satanist. See, I don't do as I wilt. If I do as I wilt, I'd be in the National Football League right now. I would have took steroids. I would have done anything legal or illegal to get into the National Football League. If that wouldn't have worked, next thing would have been multi-billionaire through real estate. I'll be buying and selling real estate. If I do as I wilt, my dreams. So are you doing your dream or are you doing your design? Which one you got? You have to trade in the dream of your life for the book of life. The book of life is your design. Your dream and the book must be the same. Because that's what it means by deny yourself, pick up your cross. The cross is in the middle of your brain, where there's the dura matter meets the 12 cranial nerves, which is 12 attributes or the 12 characteristics inside of your destiny report. That activates the cerebral spinal cord fluid. That activates your CNS or your central nervous system. That activates and animates the body. In plain English, you have to modify your dream. How do we do that, Brother Will? We take your design, you align it. See, what I did was I took my dream and I overrode it. I did not take my dream and I did not align it. I did not align my dream with the Word of God. I put my dream on top of the Word of God. The big G says, I'm not interested in power or control. I'm interested in purpose and peace. Align with purpose and establish my peace. Align with your design. Align with your, well, I don't even know my design. That's why you need to be a part of the Life Management System. That's why you need to be a part of the Kingdom Millionaires Training Center. You're living your life without your design. That is why you cannot align with God's mind. You cannot align with God's mind without your design. You cannot align with God's mind without your design, because your design comes from Jesus the Christ. Now, 2 Corinthians chapter 13, verse 5 says, examine yourself to see whether or not you are in the faith. Test yourself. Can't you see? Oh, you can't see, so you can't be what you can't see. You cannot see for yourself that Christ Jesus is inside of you. You think he's outside. Thus, you fail the test. Thus, you have no power. Thus, the devil shows up, walk through you like butter. Thus, you don't have wealth. You don't have health. You don't have wisdom. You don't have no great relationship. You got a form of godliness, but you don't have no power. Examine yourselves whether you are in the faith. Test yourselves, or do you not recognize yourself? Do you not recognize for yourself that Jesus Christ is in you? Notice it didn't say that he was outside. Every Reverend Dr. Bishop I know cannot make that statement. I haven't found one yet. I know that they're out there. I just haven't found one. Christ in you, the hope of glory. He worship a God outside of you. You don't know that he's in you, operating as you, manifesting himself through you. You don't know. If you did, you would already be wealthy. You'd already be healthy. You'd already be wise. You'd already be in a total relationship because now you don't think like you. You've been crucified with Christ. It is no longer I who live, but Christ who lives in me. So you think Christ is outside of you. That's why Gospel of Thomas, whatever's outside of you precedes you into the kingdom. You can't get in. Whatever you think Christ is, that goes into the kingdom. You don't. The only thing that gets into the kingdom is Christ. Christ is the messianic office. That first the one that's in that office with the power to fulfill that office. You're not in your office and hang out with the person. Without purpose, there is no position. Without the position, there is no person. Without the person, there is no place. Now, let me make sure you understand, because the Bible says in 1 John 4:2, beloved, this is 4:1, 1 John 4:1, beloved, do not believe every spirit, but test the spirits to see whether or not they are from God. For many false prophets have gone out into the world. By this you know, not believe. By this you know, not believe. By this you know, not believe. By this you know. By this you know. By this you know. That the Spirit of God, Spirit that confesses that Jesus Christ has come in the flesh, is from God. Every spirit that confesses that Jesus Christ came in the flesh, came in the flesh, came in the flesh. Now, so we say, well, brother, well, that just means that he came in the flesh. Okay, the Greek, Strong Concordance number. Strong Concordance number. 1722. It means inside, within. 1722. Strong Concordance number. G, 1722. It means within. It means inside. It means internal. It means in the realm, the sphere, in a state, with inside the body. Inside. I have not heard that preached. I have not heard it. I'm not saying they're not preaching it. I haven't heard it. Therefore, whatever precedes you into the kingdom, according to the Gospel of Thomas. Since you do not know this, you cannot write the code. You cannot override the code because the code writer is outside of you. The code writer is Christ. Christ in you, the hope of glory. Christ writes the code because he's the person that gave you the code that allows you to get into the position of the kingdom. Those are the three P's, the person, the place, and the position. Position means purpose. The person, the place, and the purpose. I got a purpose that came from a person that gave me a position. My brothers, is kingdom living. That is kingdom mindset. That is kingdom language. That is the kingdom lifestyle. That's how you reprogram yourself. Right now you're programmed for death. Why? Because Christ is outside of you. Nothing happens until Christ comes inside of you and you have a knowing. I can convict you of the crime. Just because you say it with your head, that don't mean shiznits. You have to say it with your head. You have to amplify it with your heart. You have to carry it out with your gut. If you don't do that, your dog don't hunt. Wealth is the result of that three-step process. Money will follow you and bust you upside the head and say, take me. Money will jump in your pocket if you do those three steps. If you examine yourself to make sure that there's enough evidence to convict you of the crime of aligning with your design. Right now, I'm gathering evidence. There's not enough evidence. I don't know if you are who you say you are or not. I don't know. Why? Because you don't know. You're not searching to the fact that you're willing to put your hands on somebody's throat. Nobody can take what I do. I'm not fit to do anything else. I'm a one-trick pony. That's it. I'm glad. I used to be the master. I used to be the jack of all trades and the master of none. I used to be good at a lot of stuff. Not no more. I'm only good at one thing. That's it. I am a didactic teacher. I'm not a writer. Not a poet. Not a painter. Not a golfer, not a football player. I'm not a none of that. I'm a didactic teacher, period. That's all I can do. But guess what? That's all I'm designed to do. So I got to recognize it. Do you recognize your design? If you do not recognize your design, that's step one. If you do not recognize your design, you cannot shine. I've done a lot of messages. I talked about a lot of stuff. Today's message, if it is not the most important, it's one of the most important messages. You need to re-listen to this message 2 or 3 times. Please. If you do not recognize, look at the word recognize. It means to return to cognition. That means cognition means sanity. It means that your brain operates the way it's supposed to, cognition. That's why they got cognitive dissonance. Cognitive dissonance means the brain got two designs in it. Therefore, you have double-minded. Double-minded man will not receive anything from God. That means you're not here. That means your body is here, but your mind is somewhere else. You have to understand cognition. You have to recognize. That means to recognize, cognition. Like the word ignition. The word C-O-G-N-I-G, cognition, cognize, it means to become conscious of. Father, help your people that they may hear. Thus is the word of God. Are you conscious of who you are, man? Are you conscious? You mean to tell me you're walking around on this earth and you don't have no clue why you're here? You're not conscious of who you are? You cannot perceive it? You cannot look me in the eye and tell me, Brother Will, I'll take a bullet for this. You're not fit to live until you can do that. The universe doesn't respond to nothing unless you are certain beyond a shadow of a doubt why you're on the planet. The universe only responds to a made-up mind, cognition, the ability to perceive, the ability to be aware of, the ability to be conscious of, consciousness, brothers, consciousness. That is number one. If you cannot recognize, if you cannot return to your original design, that is what allows you to shine. So I find my design. Now I got to go test it. Okay, I think I'm a teacher. So guess what I'm doing? I'm going to go teach and see if anybody responds. So you think you're a painter. Okay, paint something and put it out there in the ether. See what happens. Whatever you think you are, test it. Then after you test it, you should experience it. You should live it. Everywhere I go, I just went to Dallas, and I'm getting ready to go hang out with Dr. Spann in Maryland. And guess what I'm going to do in Maryland? Guess what I'm going to do? Teach. That's all I can do. I'm a didactic teacher. I'm a truthologist. I'm a research stuff, and then I'm going to regurgitate it in a manner by which that you can assimilate it. That's my gift. I'm not, you know, it was one of the clients, Brother Travis, met me in Dallas, and he was like, dude, I was like, I hear you online, man, and I thought you was this bad dude. You know, I thought you could levitate and walk through water and walls, and I saw you, you're a little short black man, you know. You're just a regular dude. I'm like, yep. I don't put no fake pictures on Facebook. I don't do no glamour shots. No, you know, spray on no fake six-pack. I got freaking a tie around my waist. I ain't no freaking super fit dude. I ain't no freaking linguistical guru. I can't speak multiple languages. I can't play no instruments. I can't leap tall buildings in no single bow. If you shoot me, I die. If you cut me, I bleed. I'm just like you. When I went to the seminar, everybody was saying that after the seminar, they're like, dude, I hear you on Block Talk, and, man, you sound like this powerful guy, man. You're on there yelling and screaming, but in real life, you're just a regular dude. You're no shizness. I'm just like you. So guess what? If I can do it, you can do it. I reprogrammed myself for greatness. And I'm looking for 10 or 15 people. Got about 8. So I got a room for a few more. Go to the website, masterteacher33.com. Click on the link that says donation. I've already laid out the cost and all that crap. It's not about the money. It's about the decision. Make a decision today, brothers and sisters, to be who God has called you to be. If you don't know your God-given desire, email me, masterteacher33.com@gmail.com. The life optimization chart, man, I'll do that for free. It's a one-page chart, like I did in a seminar. My time is valuable, so I'm not going to waste it doing the 700-page Dear Kennedy report unless there is the law of equal exchange in place. Give, and it shall be given. The universal spiritual law. So should you. Brothers and sisters, you are designed for greatness. You are sitting on greatness. You're sitting on it. You just got to recognize it. Look at yourself. Go in the mirror and look at yourself. When I look at you, I see greatness. I don't see peasants. I just see priests. But we're carrying ourselves in our place. There is no such thing as poverty. There is no such thing as disease. Anything the devil can put on you, God can take off. There is no such thing as ignorance. You are all knowing. You are all powerful. And you are all present. Because Christ is in you. He's operating as you. And he's manifesting himself through you. But you don't recognize it. Because you don't know it, it is done unto you as you believe. How do I know? Jesus walked in. They say, Jesus, Lazarus is dead. Jesus said, oh, big mistake. He's not dead. He just changed dimensions. I'm going to bring him back to this dimension. Y'all get out because y'all cannot recognize that Lazarus was not dead. He was sleeping. When Jesus got there, what did he say? Jesus said, he sleepeth. They said he was dead. Jesus said, what, Lazarus, wake up. So right now, you are not recognizing that everything that you see is a freaking illusion. I am what reason defines. So what do? I change reason with what? My imagination, meaning image nation. I create the nation based upon my image. What is my image? What image do I have? Do I just pull any image out of thin air? That's what they say. But that's not what the scripture says. The scripture says God knew me in my mother's womb. The scripture says I've been predestined. I've been sanctified. I've been glorified. So God has set me aside. That I've been God has gave me the chapter outline. All I got to do is fill in the words. But the outline is already laid out. What is my outline? 3, 6, 9. What's yours? What are the numbers that make up your chart? That's your outline. You can fill it in. Just make sure you got the outline. Brothers and sisters, I love you with the love of Christ. I wish to God I could transfer what's in my head into your head. But I know God's going to do that because that's his job. To create structure. Structure empowers implementation. S-S-I. System. Structure. Implement. System. Structure. Implement. Systems create a structure or a sequence. The sequence establishes the implementation. You just need to get your system. That's your purpose. That establishes the sequence. That's how you live. That produces the implementation. That's the energy to get up in the morning and do what you're designed to do. Brothers and sisters, I love you with the love of Christ. God bless you. His name is Yahuwah. May his son bless you. His name is Yahushua. May the Ruach, the set apart one, continue to lead you and guide you to all truth, because it will never, ever, ever manipulate or control you. And as always, my brother, as always, my sister, I will, make no doubt about it, I will see you in eternity.
I'm gon' do this even after death. I'm gon' do this even after death. You can't match my death. I'm gon' do this even after death. I'm gon' do this even after death.